Shabbat Shalom. Guess who? It's Reuben Abramov, the Haftorah Man. This week's Parsha, Bahaloscha. What is it about in the Torah reading? The Torah reading talks about Aharon HaKohen and how he lights the menorah. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the men of the Great Assembly, liked this Haftarah so much, it's used twice. This Parsha as a connection, and then guess what other Haftarah? For Chanukah. Why? The connection is that there is a discussion about the menorah in this Haftarah. Okay, so we got to know a few things. One, we got the connection out of the way. Now, who was the Navi? Zechariah. Zachar Hashem. God remembers. Who was he? He is a man that lived in the time of the return from the Babylonian exile to the city of Jerusalem. And he is part of the team of people that was involved with the rebuilding of the second Beit HaMikdash, or the restoration of the first Beit HaMikdash. And he has his own chapter here that we're going to take from the book of Treyasar. He has his own book, so to speak, within the 12 minor prophets. And he is speaking to us in a messianic time. The Haftarah is in three parts. The first part, if you could imagine, he's leading the nation of Israel back to the land of Israel. They are looking at the Temple Mount. It is destroyed. It's rubble. And they're looking at him. And he says, have no fear. You remember the past and you see what's here right now. But I can see the future with absolute clarity. And he says, Rani v'simchi. He says, be joyful and be happy to Bat Zion, to the mount where the temple is going to be built on. Ki hineni va v'shachanti b'soschech ne'um Hashem. Because Hashem is returning. Remember, Yechezkel and Yeshayahu, Ezekiel and Isaiah, both saw God's heavenly chariot lifting itself up and away from the Beit HaMikdash, leaving it vulnerable to Nebuchadnezzar to conquer it and attack it. So now what? He's saying, we're coming back. And now that we're going to come back, that many nations are going to help you get there. Who carried you out of here is going to carry you back into the city of Jerusalem. And I will rest there and I will be known. God will be known again. And that we will inherit the land of Yehuda. We are called Yehudim, or Jewish. Comes from the meaning of the word Judah, Judea. And now we're going to be back on the holy land that God selected for us, Jerusalem. Shh, everybody be quiet, because God is here and God is going to make this place holy. And then now, first third of the Haftarah is over. Watch this. The prophet Zechariah is watching in a dreamlike state and he sees a trial. Who shows up to the trial? He has Yehoshua, the Kohen Gadol, not Moses' successor, but Yehoshua, the high priest, in the time of the second Beta, in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. And now there's the Satan that you had in the Babylonian exile, the introduction of the element of this independent source of evil, otherwise known as Satan. In Judaism, Satan is a seducer, is the one who testifies against you in the courts of heaven and also implements the punishment. In other religions, sometimes Satan is regarded as an absolute evil person, and that he's standing across, Yehoshua Kohen Gadol is standing across from the Satan, and now God is the third one in this meeting, and they say that Yehoshua did not do what he was supposed to do. This Kohen Gadol didn't make sure that his children followed in his ways. They did not follow in his ways. And now he's standing there with these singed clothing. And what does it say? Halo ze ke'ud mutzal be'esh. That you are like this fiery ember. In other words, God never wiped out Israel completely. He made a promise that after Noah's Ark, he's never going to wipe out Israel completely. So now they say that Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, what's going to be? He's being tried in a court case, and he's now been told that I'm going to show you rachamim and mercy. and that this clothing you will change from this burnt clothing, singed like from a smoke, and now you're going to put on new clothing. But you have to remember that you have to teach the ways of Hashem to Am Yisrael, and then therefore you will maintain your status as a Kohen Gadol, and you will remain pure. Ki hinei ha'even asher nasati lifnei Yehoshua al even achas shiva einayim. Woo! On one stone there are seven eyes. Oy, ay, ay, ay. What are they talking about over here? And it says that this is the cornerstone for the Beis HaMikdash, and the eyes are the wisdom and the knowledge. But you say, hey, a stone has six sides. What's the seventh side? That is the infinite dimension of God that is not just limited by the physical, it is by the spiritual. And then the Haftarah continues in this third part. And what does it talk about? The menorah. Yes, why we read this Haftarah. And what does it say? Is that Zechariah sees this menorah, and an angel is asking him, what do you see? And he says, there's a menorah with two olive branches, and the oil is going from the olive trees into the menorah, and it is burning. Do you understand what you see, Zechariah? And he says to the angel, I have no idea. I am confused. And he explains to him that either side of the menorah is the two leaders of Bnei Israel, one of them being Zechariah and one of them being Yehoshua, Kohen Gadol. Zechariah was the governor. There were no more kings of Israel, that now you had a governor. And that now Haftarah completes by saying that Lo b'chayil v'lo b'choach ki'im beruchi amar Hashem Tzevakot. Guys, you came back to the land of Israel. It's not about muscle. It's not about might. It's not about how many soldiers you have. Ki im beruchi. It is because of the Spirit of God that you're here and you will stay here. Shabbat shalom. Enjoy the light of the Haftarah.